Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do live acoustic sessions on this show, and this one's brought to you with the support of Carol Butler of Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title, your real estate resource. And joining us here in the studio for the very first time here this morning, Emily Gaines is here. How are you, Emily?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Fantastic. That's a good word.
Yeah.
A good word for a Sunday morning. I'm doing all right. I'm just doing all right. I'm not fantastic like you, but I'll be fantastic.
Maybe we'll change that.
As this music is played. What would you like to play for us first here?
I'm going to play a song called Second Avenue.
Excellent. This is Emily Gaines here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. All said and done. If I got my way, you won't see it until it's in the headlines. If you think your game, you're in for quite a bumpy ride. But take a chance, who knows? I might just teach you how to fly. On Second Avenue tonight, so throw your hands up and enjoy the ride. We're gonna leave the world behind, cruising on Second Avenue. Forget it, cause I'll just prove you wrong. Cause it's all the same, endless street lights. So let's take the back way. I ain't got no time to go around chasing yesterday. But if you don't mind, right here is where I wanna stay. On Second Avenue tonight, so throw your hands up and enjoy the ride. We're gonna leave the world behind, cruising on Second Avenue. Second Avenue, on Second Avenue tonight. So throw your hands up and enjoy the ride. We're gonna leave the world behind, cruising on Second Avenue.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hunter at Sunrise here with Emily Gaines. And why don't you introduce this gentleman who's playing bass for you here?
This is Michael Gardner, the bassist for the band project I'm in right now. And he's really, really cool.
And yeah, say hi.
Hello, how are you?
See, he did talk.
Yeah. I said
this is the whole thing before here that we were going to make sure he had a mic. He says, I'm not singing. I said, you're going to say something. I know you are. And he did.
He said hi.
What's the band project that you have going?
You should talk about that.
Well, we sort of have a name for it. It's called Alter Ego right now. It's been through a couple of different name renditions, but it's a rock and blues project with Emily, her mother, and two other gentlemen from Newport News and Hampton.
Wow. Hmm. Now, you guys are from almost the Northern Neck, right? West Point?
Yeah, right south side of King William.
Yeah, yeah. That's a long distance for you to come here today to be on the show.
The small town that you drive through and you go, oh my gosh, what is that smell? That's where we live.
I understand it's the smell of money.
Is right? That not right? That's what we all tell each other, but it still stinks.
I've lived in Virginia just about all my life, and whenever we went through there, my parents would say, yep, that's the smell of money. My gosh, but how long have you lived in West Point?
We moved there in 2012 because my mom got a job and they wanted me to go to a really good high school. And
West Point High School?
Yeah, West Point had just gotten the Blue Ribbon Award of schools, and so...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
There's a Blue Ribbon Award for schools?
Yes.
Wow, and West Point is it. Wow.
In 2012 it was.
Did you enjoy that school?
I actually did, a lot more than other schools. The people are a lot nicer.
Yeah.
But it's still small town clique stuff.
Yeah. Have you graduated from there? Or?
Yes. I actually graduated in 2016, this past year, excuse me, with also my associate's degree from RCC, because there's a cool thing you can do where you get a college degree at the same time as your high school degree.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you have your high school and your college degree?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
How is that possible?
Dual enrollment classes. I feel like I'm teaching now. Dual enrollment classes where you're enrolled in high school, but at the same time, you're doing the high school class as a college class.
I see. Well, it sounds like you're very involved in music, though, right now.
Very,
this band and everything. And are you recording at all, or...?
I actually worked with a dude.
A dude?
Yeah.
Denise. She worked with a dude.
A dude.
She calls me dude sometimes around the house.
Okay. I was wondering.
It's kind
what
of an inside joke. I'm sorry. Go on.
Oh, you're fine. You had in here a couple weeks ago James Wright and the People Collection.
Oh, yeah.
The drummer that wasn't here.
Oh, okay.
I worked with him, and we kind of that song I just did, we're kind of working on that a little bit. I'm waiting for the mixes and stuff, but it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
And yeah.
How old is that song? When did you write it?
Oh my gosh, that actually, you see, the thing with me is I used to write a lot in school. Mm-hmm. I'd be sitting in math class and I'd be bored stiff or something, even though I love math. And I'd just get a song idea in my head and I'd have to grab my iPod or something and be like, may I please go to the restroom?
Oh.
And then like hope that no one was in there and just go in and voice memo down to work on later.
Oh.
And I kind of did that with that song, and it was in two pieces. I wrote the chorus at one point. And it was supposed to be something totally different.
Oh, okay.
And then I had the verses written from one of those school happenings. And one day I was just sitting down with my guitar and I was bored and I was fiddling around. And it just all kind of came together. Hey, that verse would really work with that chorus. And boom, it happened.
Boom.
Yeah.
Great. What else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with Emily Gaines, by the way, here, friends.
This is a song I wrote called Help Me Out.
Excellent. This is Emily Gaines here on Hunter at Sunrise.
One, two, three, four. He's got me believing he's gonna be there. But how do I know for sure? Is the smile on his face for me, or just some other girl? I've trusted so hard in the past and walked out empty-handed. Ain't no
butterfly's gonna change the facts. I've always been left standing, and I don't know how I'll find answers to the questions in my mind. Would you try to help me out? Would you try to let me in? Would you try to be everything I needed? Would you try to help me out? Would you be there till the end? Could you be anything I wanted? And he's got me believing he'd never leave me. But how do I know for sure? Forever's a word that don't mean nothing anymore. And I can't help the way I feel. I don't know how to fight it. Should I take a chance with you and risk my heart being divided? And I don't know how I'll find answers to these questions in my mind. Like, would you try to help me out? Would you try to let me in? Would you try to be everything I needed? Would you try to help me out? Would you be there till the end? Could you be anything I wanted? And now he's smiling, and I know what's on his mind, 'cause I've seen that look before. Should I tell him yes or no? What have I got to lose anymore? Oh, so I sing. Would you try to help me out? And would you try to let me in? Would you try to be everything I needed? Would you try to help me out? Would you be there till the end? Could you be anything I wanted? Would you try to help me out? Would you try to let me in? Would you try to be everything I needed? Would you try to help me out? Would you be there till the end? Could you be anything I wanted? Now he's got me believing I'm never leaving.
Yeah. Emily Gaines here on Hunter at Sunrise. And we are putting this live on Facebook right now. And if you happen to see our live Facebook post, just remember to share it with your friends so everyone can see Emily Gaines playing here on Facebook this morning. This is our new thing, you know. We've done this about 4 or 5 times now, and it's really kind of exciting.
Because I just made a Facebook page, or not for me. I've had a personal one for a while, but everyone was like, "You need to make yourself a musician Facebook page so people can like you and stuff." So I did.
Well, you're just kind of the beginning of it all.
Yeah,
aren't
I really
you?
Am.
Yeah, but you've been doing this since you were 10. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I started writing songs really young, at around 10, and then I decided, you know, there's this old guitar that's been sitting in my corner for ages. My parents were hoping that eventually I'd pick it up and mm-hmm. be musical and awesome like them.
Stop using it as a paperweight.
Yeah. Right. Pretty much. So I was like, well, maybe I could do this. And I had my dad. He was a fantastic guitar player and musician all around. And I came up to him with a piece of paper that had like the 6 lines of all the strings on it. And I was like, and I drew some frets in, and I was like, put the little finger things, you know, on the paper.
So you know what they are.
So I can figure out how to play all these chords and stuff. And that's how I started.
So did you teach yourself or did your father
Pretty
help?
Much. Oh, well, yeah. He just kind of was like, here's some chords, go learn them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your father was self-taught, it sounds like.
Yes.
So he says, if I can learn it, you can learn it.
You can learn it too, just as well.
That's what dad ads are for. That's for sure. So so you're hoping to make this a career.
It's all I've ever really wanted to do. Everyone's like, what do you want to do? And I have to throw out some BS kind of, you know, stuff to, but in, on the inside, I'm like, I want to be a musician, you guys.
Well, and you are obviously the lead singer of this band that you...
Partially with my mom. She's had a lot more experience, and she's a lot cooler than
I am. Your mom has been a professional singer, too.
Yes, my parents both used to play in, like, a different band. She had the thing going on, and he was in, like, this old band called Kashmir. And then they had, like, a Christian rock band when I was a little kid, and that's where I kind of sang my first little thing. They were like, why don't you come up and sing, Emily? Wow. I was, like, 3. And so I got up on stage and sang Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and I thought I was the coolest thing in the whole world.
And it's your first time on the stage, I guess. Right?
Yeah, it was, and I was just like, hey.
Yeah, well, now you caught the bug.
Yeah, and now, that's what they all tell me.
You write a lot?
I've had a bad bout with some writer's block recently, but I have been trying to like go back to, like I said, all the old voice memos that have been sitting collecting dust in my iPod. You know, I've been trying to work with those. I've mainly been practicing what I already have.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha. What else would you like to play for us here?
This is an old song that I wrote that my dad and brother, my late dad and brother, used to love. So this is dedicated to them. It's called Come Around.
Excellent. Here's Emily Gaines here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Got a pocket full of cash to burn. I've got a hope that feels brand new. I've got a head that's full of crazy dreams. The only thing missing is you. So won't you come around? Oh, won't you come around? 'Cause I love it when you come around. When you're around, my feet don't touch the ground. So won't you please just come around? And we'll show the cool kids how it's really done. Burn up the hours of daylight. We'll take the back roads of this stupid town and make it our own paradise. So won't you come around? Oh, won't you come around? 'Cause I love it when you come around. When you're around, my feet don't touch the ground. So won't you please just come around? You've got a smile that gets me every time. I hope you know one thing for sure, that it doesn't matter if it's pouring rain, 'cause you're always welcome through my door. And so won't you come around? Oh, won't you come around? 'Cause I love it when you come around. When you're around, my feet don't touch the ground. So won't you please just come around? Won't you, won't you, won't you come around? Oh, won't you come around? I love it when you come around. Yeah, when you're around, my feet don't touch the ground. So won't you please just come around?
Yeah. Hunter at Sunrise here with Emily Gaines.
Thank you.
Well, I really wish you luck with this new career of yours. Like you're well on the way.
I hope so.
That's really cool. I was just reading here. Someone was forwarding your live thing on Facebook. It says, Emily, make her brother proud. I think she did. I think you did.
I hope so.
Well, thanks for coming down here today. And Mike, thank you for being here.
Very welcome.
I wish you luck with your band and everything. And
thank you.
Thanks for coming all the way down here from West Point. That's quite a trek.
It was quite a trek. But it was fun. I had my Everything Shuffle playlist on.
I only had to come from Yorktown.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's real close, right? But now you know how to listen to the show, right? You got a computer at home. You can listen to this anytime now.
Anytime I want to.
There you go. You learn something new every day, I say.
Check it out.
Check it out. Emily Gaines here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thanks so much here this morning.
Thank you.